Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic week so far. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for March 6th, 2020. This is our super quick overview, or rundown, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So it looks as though Samsung is reportedly set to drop the base storage level on the Note 20 later this year from 256GB to 128GB. It's not clear if this is a potential cost-cutting measure or after buyer feedback or customer feedback, but with the storage-hungry 8K video making its debut on the S20 series this year, it does seem a bit confusing. Of course, we have quite a while to wait and see if this is going to be true, but this report has come from a reputable source. Google Messages is set to add a new iMessage-like reaction option for text, images and video, which will allow you to send reactions such as liking a photo or favouriting a photo. This will rely heavily on RCS to work, so don't go expecting the feature to appear if you don't have RCS in your region or device though. With the S20 hitting shelves this week, the device has already received an update, but the second update is now rolling out with camera improvements after some complaints about the quality of the camera, our own included. We'll have to delve in and find out ourselves, but at least Samsung is putting time and effort into improving camera quality already. Bad news for fans of soothing tones of crooner John Legend, as his celebrity voice is leaving Google Assistant devices from March 23rd. All of his neat Easter eggs, such as the serenading you to singing happy birthday, is now set to disappear. But fear not, the next celebrity assistant, Issa Rae, is set to stay on at least for a little longer. And finally, the team behind iDroid, which ported Android to iPhone around a decade ago, are bringing Android back to the iPhone with Project Sandcastle. The team already have a very janky version of our favourite mobile OS running on iPhone 7 and 7 Plus models, with even more iPhone devices expected soon. We don't know why you'd want to do so, but if you do want to, you can install an older iPhone lying around. And before we head off for the week, here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with the very best deals on Google Gear and more this week.
This weekend's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include Google Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL at new Amazon all-time lows. You can score the entry-level model for $550 or less if you jump over to Best Buy and activate today. However, there will be added fees associated with your activation. You can also save on the Pixel 4 XL 128GB model, which is down to $649. Another standout over at 9to5 Toys includes Dell's 14-inch Chromebook, which has a 10-hour battery life for $349. That's down $200 from the regular going rate. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5 Toys so you don't miss out on any of the latest deals and offers that we share over at 9to5toys.com.
So that was a snapshot of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.